Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Sorry about that, but I had a little problem with the Wi-Fi over here. I guess it's the accident out there, pretty bad, so couldn't get in. But we're on here now so far. I'm going to just talk about a couple things right quick. Let me just make sure I clear the air, too, so everybody can get this straight, because I need to probably get it out there, because I guess everybody's getting conflict of stories. But we did a month for $5,000 a piece. It was $2,000 a piece. Then I bet the side bet $100 a piece. That's how I came to $5,000. So I don't know how they got $5,000 a piece. Cause, you know, I don't, whatever. That right there. Number two, I just want to make sure it clear the air so everybody knows. Yes, I haven't had the show on for a couple of things. Couple of reasons. I'm taking care of a few things, but I have been doing what I got to do, and I will be back. It's just a few things I have to take care of. X number three, let me just make sure everybody knows. I don't care who says what or anything. Anytime I put this show on, regardless, I don't charge anybody. Anybody that says that, you can call and tell them they're a liar. Phone with me. And I'll show you the real liar. Four, I don't charge nobody that does a show. Nobody a show. I never took money from anybody to promote a show also. So anything that you see that comes out of here comes out of my pocket. Nobody else's. I know a lot of guys like to try to say claim like they did something. Well, behind the scenes, which I didn't know until I heard something. And I'm clearing the air, so you know. So all that stuff that someone else says, that's a big lie. Anybody want to dispute me on that, they can bring him up. They can bring the person on the line right now if they want. But nobody that comes out of my account. I pay for everything. I actually talked to Pro Stock Joe today because he was telling me he wanted to see if he can – I can help him out do the Zoom thing and the NHRA, whatever. And I told him it's no problem. I just never did it before. And if he wanted to get it in, so I guess he just wanted to get across, which anybody can tell you, I was the first one that was with whether or not I didn't ask for nothing. He actually tried to put me on the board. I refused. I said, I'll help you, but I didn't want the money. So Pro Stock Joe can also tell you that. I didn't want it. I don't care about it. If I can make the grudge racing go bigger, I'm going to try to make it bigger. But I'm not going to take away from it. That's something I did. I do it as a hobby. I do it as fun. And that's it. And don't get me wrong. I like to bet the money, and I don't care. Whether win or lose, if you got to worry about losing money, you shouldn't turn around and be in it. That's all to it. And I'm going to say it straight out like that. You know, and we're going to keep it real. That's how it's going to be. When I come out there, I already know what I'm betting. I know what I can bet, what I can afford, what I can lose. So that being said, all the other crap that I hear, blah, 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 you know, like you hurt pockets. You don't hurt pockets over here because I won't bet for so much anyhow. If I say I'm going to bet $4,000, I'm going to bet $4,000. If I say I'm going to bet $5,000, I'm going to bet $5,000. I'm prepared to win or lose. So I want to make sure that's out there and you know what's going on. Because there's a lot of things that is not right what somebody's trying to say, trying to play it off. Yes, I did. We lost. We lost a little wonder. You know, as soon as Marcus pulled over there, he can tell you who the first person came over there and congratulated him on his win was me. So if you think of sour grapes or something, I got no sour grapes. He won. I told him he was a better man. They had came prepared better than us. If you can't take a loss, then you shouldn't be in the racing. You shouldn't be in the grudge thing. I'm just going to say it like it is. A lot of people don't like it, but That's the reason why when the pot came down, when people coming up there coming to me, I said, we don't have any room. We can't, there's nothing left. Nothing. And basically, honestly, tell you the truth, anybody can tell you how I bet. I kind of like don't want anybody betting with me because if they lose, I don't want to hear the crying. So that being said, like I told my son, if he lost, ain't no problem. I got you. Ain't no big deal. I put it down, and it is what it is. And we went out there. He gave his best, but he just came up short. So lo and behold, don't think that set us back or whatever. It's nothing. It's going on. I can't be on here long. I'm waiting for Day. If Day, if you want to come on here right now, I know he's going to be somewhere. Day Parker, I got to make sure that we definitely still doing this thing. I'm trying to make sure he's on here. I don't see it. Oh, man. What the heck happened? Oh, okay. I got it moving. But all in all, you know, I just like to say it was good going out there. And even though we came up short, regardless, I had a good time. And I will go back out again. It's no big deal. Whether or not what car, I don't care. But the cars are sitting in the garage. Nothing wrong. So it is what it is. We came up short. They were the better man, I got to say. Take my hat off to them. They got the win. It is what it is. And I ain't going to make no excuses. And that's it. So I got to bring somebody on here because I know he's been asking me to get in here. Dave Parker, let me see if I can get him in here. I know he's been trying to call. I know he's got something going on too. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm back. So all being said and done, I got a few people that want to come in and a few people are talking about racing. And like I said, like tonight, I said about the racing world, is grudge racing turning out to be shootouts now? Is the shootouts taking over the grudge game? The only reason why I'm saying is the shootouts taking over the grudge game. Sometimes you can't force guys to race unless you make a shootout. And then they'll bet money why they're doing the shootout. May not bet as much, but they will bet. And I'm wondering if that's the reason why everybody's going to that area for the grudge game. I mean, we all see it, but I think a lot of people are not saying anything. So I'm just going to open up a couple of these mics. I probably won't be on long because I did already said I thought I'd be at 6:30 because I definitely got to be somewhere. But I hold on 1 second. Let me just make sure I open up these mics. 631-8734, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, Day?
What's up? Man, I've been listening to a lot of stuff going on, you know, the back and forth, you know. I got a question for you. How much did you run in on the island for? If you don't mind me asking.
I thought
y'all ran for $2,000 or something like that.
It was $2,000 for the pot, and then I did five bets. It ended up being $500 more. I think it's just about $500. So $2,500 a piece, basically, if you want to call it a side bet, because I took a couple side bets from a couple people, and that's how I did it. Because I couldn't get my bet all the way, and that was it.
Yeah, I was a little confused about, you know. I said, man, I didn't hear that. I know, earlier in the week when we had talked.
I understand, but this is my whole thing. I understand you guys are kind of like a little upset, and that's why I had to come on here and verify and take it over because a lot of guys wanted to bet with me, but they turned around. I turned them and I said, no. Now they found out they heard something on the radio or whatever, blog talk, whatever. Wherever they got it from, that somebody said that we ran for $5,000 a piece, which and that was a lot.
Correct.
What they were supposed to have said, $5,000 total. The problem is, that's the problem. They thinking that, and then now people are thinking, oh man, he wouldn't let me. No, I was going to cover anyhow. Like I said, I told Pro Stock I had $4,000 to cover. Pro Stock said,
but you know,
okay,
the problem is, not to cut you off, Joe, but you know what the problem is? The problem is a lot of these people out here acting big time. And if you ran for 2,000, you ran for 2,000. If you ran for 5 grand, you ran for 5 grand. Listen, out here on the island, we run for 7,500, 9,500 on the street all day long. You know, just be sure what you're running for.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, this is what gets confusing
from the horse's mouth, you know.
Yeah, no, this is what gets confusing because now people get it twisted and think that, like I said, I know a couple of people wanted to bet, and I told them, look, the pot is already up. It's nothing. They don't have any more. That's it. And so I just want to make sure clear that I have, because now they're thinking that, hey, I thought you said it was only two, and you could have gave us in. And it's not true. That's what it was.
That's what I was thinking, you know.
And that's the reason why I had to clear the other thing up, because I had someone go back and say, I charged for the show, and I did never charge for a show. I never charged for a guy having a special show, like say a regular show that you see right now. I'll never do that. If you turn around and tell me, Joe, can you get me out there, please, and then whatever. And if I ain't working that night, I can go over there and I will turn the show on and let you have what you got to say. If I can't do it, 9 times out of 10, you notice I used to go and call Crunch Up and do something, and I would have him take care of it because he knew a few things on everything on me and the keyboard and everything else, and I trusted him, so
okay.
I had no problem with it. And that's how it went down. But as of anybody
well, speaking of
that,
ain't you supposed to be running somebody, a track walk or something?
We doing it, but, you know, I ain't letting everybody know, you know, I'll give you the
okay.
number.
All right, so we'll talk another time about that.
Yeah, I can't go out there with a whole bunch of people out on the road.
Okay, so, all right, I got that. Respect.
7:30, it's on.
All right, respect.
Ready? It's ready. It's all ready. So basically, 7:30, I got to get off and do what I got to do, see how it runs. We'll see, you know. I mean, I
okay.
was taking the car to the track off. So, but only thing I did is take it on the street. And we'll go out there. Like I said, I'm going to Mexico, too. that's how it is. It is what it is.
Well,
they win. If I win, I'm going to win. You know, I'm going out there. I'm going out there to play.
Okay.
And that's it. You know, I know a lot of people count your money, so it's just to show you something so nobody gets twisted about that $2,000 pot. Parents had 500, my son had 500, my nephew had 300, and I took the rest, so that was $700. That's what I took. So that was for the 2,000. So basically, I really didn't get the bet right away. So I turned around and I saw Avon, I saw Killer, and that's how I bet. I did a couple dollars,
okay.
whatever they had. I said, okay, let's bet like that. It wasn't like it was a pot, all right? I gave it to them. That's how I did it. There was nothing else.
Okay.
So all the guys would think that it was $5,000. It wasn't $5,000 a piece. But then I would have said, you guys could have got something in it, bars, but it didn't go that way, you know? And
yeah,
because
when I heard that, I said,
respect,
well, you know, I'm gonna ask Joe myself, you know, if they ran $5,000, I wish you would have paid something, you know?
Yeah, well, all due respect,
but
I basically saved y'all money. Let's just say that. I got my ass whooped. I mean, we got our ass whooped, whatever, and that's it. I'm just going to be real. But I just don't want you going back to thinking that I lied. Because that's one thing I don't believe
okay.
in is lying on anybody, and I won't tell a lie. I won't lie on you.
Okay.
So I want you
that's
lying
respect.
On me.
So that's
I just want to just keep it straight and keep it real. That's all. Keep it down
all
the
right.
line. That's all. And it as a money like that, you know, when I came there, I came to bet. I came to have fun, and I prepared to lose. If I'd have lost that race regardless and he had chance enough to make another shot and run somebody else and make the car run, you know, when we felt that we can win, guess what? I'd have won again. I actually came to have fun. I told my son. I might not
there
be driving, but trust me. When I say I'm with you, I'm with you, and that's it. And that's what's going to happen.
It.
It's going to be keep. I'm going to keep doing it. And I've been known to do stuff like that. And you know what? Let's just say this here. I'm going to say it just like it is. You know what happened last night. Everybody know what happened last night. It's no big deal. I went down there, and now I'm in the drawing for that Mercedes. guess what?
There you
if
go.
If I go out there and I decide I want to go gamble, I gamble whatever. It's no big deal. I gamble what I can afford. I just turn around and I happen to hit it pretty damn good. And put the jackpot out, the next jackpot. What you just seen there was just, you know, what everybody sort of lied, that was just a jackpot. That was just something I won. The jackpot I hit last night, that put me in the category with the Mercedes. So that's 2023 Mercedes. My wife asked me, what you going to do if you get it? I'm going to tell them if they ain't got a truck on the lot, I don't want it. I don't want those 6 feet of Mercedes. I got to close up. I don't need that.
Well, if everything go right, I hope you hit in Mexico again, then.
Oh yeah, you know, it's all good, man. You know, I just don't like the lying. Tell the truth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to me, the turn around and say somebody paid like or I paid for a show, you know, that's wrong. And nobody ever gave me a penny. And not that I was asking for a penny, because I don't ask anybody for nothing. Whenever I do it,
correct,
I do it out of my pocket. You know, anybody knows that.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up for me. I appreciate that. Much respect.
Yeah, and
I know you're busy today.
I know I'm letting these guys get on for a little bit. But like I said, seven. I only got 9 more minutes. I got to be out there. I got to have it ready. So you know, if everything's sitting there, ready on the trailer, we're good to go. I'll text you the location where we be.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. And,
much respect.
You know,
thank you, Joe.
I just don't want to bring nobody else. You know, I'm in and out. That's
right.
How we do.
Appreciate
and
that. Much respect.
It happens. All right, it happens. We go. Right. Do it. Drop the hand. Win, lose, done deal. So it is what it is. I'm gonna have fun.
Text you
where. Where I'll be at, all right?
All right, much respect, thank you.
All right. Yep, so I know there's a lot of other races coming in real soon. I talked to Jeff Rogers the other day. Matter of fact, yesterday and today, he actually called me up. We got something coming real soon. He wants to do something. We're going to get something going with the Chicago guys. I got King Nate. He called me up. Matter of fact, I think he's on the phone now, too. He might be on here. And I think we're going to lock something in either tomorrow or tonight, one or two. But after I come back, I think, if he's going to call me now, he can do it now. But I just got to get everything else straight. I don't want to hear, you know, something different. I'm not going to lock it in. Like Bruce Leroy said, he's ready from Chicago. They be out here, Big Shan. They actually told me. So they want to do something. They asked me, can they come and set up some races? They want to look to run with some of them. So we're getting something together. We're going to try them. Like I said, they asked me about it. Want to do a travel a little bit. Ghetto Cowboy and crew, they asked me about going to. They want to go to the thing, try it. And like I said, I wanted to do it. I don't want to go away. I got to be worrying about, how can I say it, going somewhere and then 1 minute you say you're going to do something, then the next minute you don't. You know, I refuse to. It's very hard for me to give up a deposit if I said I'm going to do something. Whether the car seemed like it wasn't right or whatever, I'd really rather not let nobody else bet and let me take on the bet, because it is what it is if I lose. But, like, my word means everything, and so whatever I got to try to do, and that's all I got. And I don't care who else is that way, your word is all you got. If you can't turn around and go by your word, don't need to lie to make yourself boost up. You know, you try to call yourself bring a man down, you know, it don't do nothing but bring you down. Calm as a bitch. That's all I can say. So all said and done, there was good racing out there, good people were there. There was a few good races. I see stuff, but I just laugh sometimes because, you know, you gotta be tough in this here race from the game. I don't mind being with the tough skin and someone talking the talk and the shit, but I just don't like the lying. If you're lying, then, you know, you're not my cup of tea. I stay away from you. That's all. I'm just saying straight out like it is. And that's just being real. I don't care about
talking trash or whatever, it's cool. I'll take it the best way, just like anybody can take it. But when you lie, you hit me the wrong way, I don't play it. I'd rather just not even be bothered with you. All in all, we got a lot of things going on. I know I see Jeff on here now. Also, anybody knows James with his car there? I just happened to see today. He had a GoFundMe. If anybody can help out, I seen it. I just haven't seen it, so, you know, I mean, the community can stick together, hopefully. I'll be calling you later on, James. I don't know the whole stuff with Silverhawk and all that stuff, and I can't really tell you, and I'm not going to get into it because I wasn't there for none of it, wasn't around it, don't know about the lock-in, but I'll just say it like this here. A DP man, and if you don't like him next time, if you don't like him, next time don't use him. That's how I look at it. Lesson learned. That's all. And it is what it is. I mean, everybody keep beating the same thing down, and nothing's going to change. So you just got to do what you got to do with what works best for you. So when you hear stuff, sometimes you got to, like, let it roll off. Because drama to me ain't my cup of tea, really. I like playing around and talking shit, but when you got to lie, it ain't mine. I ain't got it. I'd rather stay back. So all said and done, when the final day go, have fun with it. Whether you win or lose, you can be a sportsman about it. And that's it. That's all to it.
Okay.
I didn't know he was up here. So, yeah. They called this already. Yeah, so I'm going to be on. I got to hold the thing open for 3 more minutes, then I got to roll. So if anybody want to come in, they can come on right now, and we can go from there. No, right now, otherwise I'm going to be closing out. I got to have it ready and going to my location. So if anybody want to come on, I see all the numbers here and in my face right here, but everybody's not speaking or whatever. They can say whatever they want. Just feel free. Because before I close, I got the mic open. And next Tuesday, hopefully I have the show on right away and be able to do what I got to do. But tonight is one of these nights that I got to be at. Do this. And hold on one second. Hold on. Let me get this number in. 631-4151. Your mic is open. 631-4151. Your mic is open. Okay. I don't know if your mic is going in and out. I clicked your mic and clicked it open. Day, is your mic still open?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so it ain't me. It's there, so all of a sudden we gonna get busy real soon, and very soon. So I see something that I really liked the other day. And yes, the car is not quite ready. I thought it'd be ready in time, but, you know, what can I say? I thought my new ride be ready, but it just ain't together. It's a shame, though, you know, to come down to the shop down there to go look and check and trying to be nosy. It's funny how many people call down to the shop. My guy's a good guy. I got to give him credit. And, you know, he told me exactly. Man, everybody's calling that, trying to moan about the car. You know, LaRon knows about it, where it came from. It's no big deal. I know he knows. And it's no big deal. Everybody buys what they want. What I want, you buy what you want. So I bought something. Finally, I wanted to run nights just like everybody else. So I went out and bought me something. So it is what it is. Once I get it all finished, the last bit that's got it done, I'll be playing around with the nights as well. I won't be playing. I'll just say it straight out like it is. Yeah, more than likely my son will be driving. Like I'm just driving, like I'm saying, I'm driving the jet tonight or whatever. But as of the night you call, I ain't getting my butt in there. Ain't nobody gonna force me in it either. I'm not gonna do something that I ain't, if I feel I ain't ready for it, I'll say it. I ain't gonna lie.
Much respect. Ain't nobody gonna tell me.
You know, as I'm not doing, I see some of these races that people gotta pick and choose the driver you gotta drive, whatever, whatever. You know, I'm not doing that. I can tell you that right now. So be it. So that's what's going on. We'll have everything else situated real soon. I just got to make sure for next week I can be able to turn on, make sure everything goes on right away. And tonight is just going to be a rough night because, like I said, I told them I'll be there. Everything's ready to go. See what happens. And I'm quite sure you heard how much that was, and you know the deal. So, like I said, I don't mind running the vet, but I don't run the vet unless if the vet's not running for $2,500, I ain't running. So hang that up. I'm not running for no $500. I ain't running for no $300. I ain't running for $1,000. I run for $2,500 with the vet. That's when I play with that.
Much respect.
I'm taking
much
the
respect.
Chance out there. That's what I'm going to do. So that's all to it. Everybody's got their own way. If you know what, you the one that don't want to run that kind of money, then you go move on to the next guy. That's all. But that car right there, I will not take and go somewhere for no $500. I'm not doing it.
That's respect.
Of course, more than $500, I'll just do it. So basically, that's what I bought it for, to play around on the street and the track. I'll play with the track soon. But like I said, you gonna do it? We're gonna do it for $25. And that's it. Yeah. 25 more, whatever. You know, I keep my same couple guys that always normally come with me. That's it. And you just have your couple guys. That's it. I don't want a whole bunch of crowd. I don't want that because everybody likes to park on the top side, and I'm not running down between the cars at the top side. I don't want nobody top in. So we're good like that. So if anybody wants to come on now before I cut it off and say whatever they want to say, feel free, because I'm getting ready to shut down and I'm going to head on out, and I'll definitely be back on next Tuesday. And I got a few things taken care of, covered in. And, Flex, and, you know, our blessings for Flex, you guys. Hoping to get stronger and stronger. Also, I actually talked to Wawa. He had called me up. You guys stay prayers for Wawa and everything. Thing, you know, going on, Walter Mann's son, coming out of that stroke, you know, just make sure you keep your mind in, you know, if you can, give him a call. See some of these guys that sitting in there sick, you know, because they're missing the grudge ring, you know, the game all together. They love to be out there. They love to be in the action. But right now, things ain't going their way. And if you get a chance, if you ain't doing anything, give them guys a call and tell them, you know, that you were thinking about them, you know. So that being said, I'm signing off. I got to run, and next Tuesday I will have it open, and I'll be open from 6:30 to 8:30, but I have to be. I just designated thing right now, so I'll be cutting down tonight, and you can give a call back on next Tuesday. Good night, and God bless, and I hope you guys get some racing going off this week. Take care now. All right, bye.